I've got a neighbor, let's call him George because, well, that's his name. Whenever George rings my doorbell, he wants something. So a few months ago, he came over and he asked if I could help him move a dresser. And then before that, he asked to borrow my drill. And then just a few weeks ago, he came to my door and he said, "Hey Josh, my computer keeps freezing. Can you take a look?" Now, as you can imagine, whenever George rings my doorbell, I pretend that I'm not home. That's because George is overdrawn. He's made too many withdrawals and not enough deposits. Most people that are prospecting make too many withdrawals in their cold emails as well. What does a withdrawal in a cold email sound like? It sounds like this. "Can I have 20 minutes? Hey Josh, wanted to see if you got my email below." Or this little withdrawal gem. "Would Tuesday or Wednesday at 3 p.m. work for 30 minutes? Withdrawal, withdrawal, withdrawal. When you're overdrawn, prospects duck and dodge you. So instead of making withdrawals, consider making deposits first. There's a few ways you can make a deposit, but let me walk you through a couple of easy ways. One way to make deposits is to interview experts that your prospects care about. So by way of example, my prospects are salespeople, and they certainly would like to hear from other sales experts like John Burroughs and Beck Holland and Kevin Dorsey. So I simply reach out to those experts and ask if they'd be up for an interview to share their take on a sales topic. And here's an example of an email that I'll send to an expert. So subject line, 15 minutes of fame for Amy. And here's the email. "Amy, notice you've been leading B2B inside sales teams for 15 years and love working with startups. Yes, I stalk LinkedIn profiles for a living. Anyway," that's called an awkward transition, "I host a show on LinkedIn about B2B inside selling, and I'm looking to have conversations with people who have 12 plus years of battle scars about what they've learned leading startup sales teams. Would you be up for a chat sometime? I promise to be somewhat entertaining, and I'm happy to give you an opportunity to plug your product. Okay, hope that wasn't too painful. Thanks for reading. Fingers crossed. Either way, thanks for leading the next generation of sales professionals. Keep up the great work." Congratulations, you have your own show on LinkedIn. You are the producer and host. After you've interviewed your expert using Zoom, you upload the video to LinkedIn and you tag a few prospects, and the post might say something like this: "I asked Amy, who's leading a startup in San Francisco, this question: how do you hire superstar SDRs? And here's her take." And then you just tag a few prospects. And you rinse and repeat that every week. Now here's the great part. You can take all the interviews with all the experts that your prospects want to hear from and send those videos to a service like Rev, who will transcribe them into a book. And you can use some people on Upwork to create a cool cover. And then you have a PDF that you can send your prospects in advance. Or better yet, turn the transcript of experts into a physical book. And imagine sending that to your prospects as a first touch with a note from you. Interviewing experts is a shortcut to building credibility. Here's another way to make deposits. What are the 5 questions that your prospects want to know the answers to? What are 5 questions that they should be asking, but they're not asking? Fire up your iPhone or your webcam and answer those questions. What's your take? Post each of those questions to LinkedIn and tag your prospect. You can also use these videos in a sequence to follow up with prospects that are not ready to buy. So imagine if you have a tool like Outreach or Sales Loft, imagine a sequence full of questions and answers, the prospect's questions and your take. When someone's not ready to buy, you just drop them into that sequence. What a better way to stay top of mind than to just make withdrawals by following up. Another way to use this top of mind sequence is at networking events. Rather than just collecting business cards, you can tell people that you have a series where you answer frequently asked questions about things that they're struggling with or things they want to know, and ask if they'd be open to getting those videos from time to time. And when they say yes, capture their email address and drop them into your top of mind sequence. Again, a shortcut for building credibility and trust. Post the videos to YouTube as well. Deposits like these build credibility. But when you make too many withdrawals before enough deposits, you destroy credibility. Make deposits.